One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Hallelujah.
When you receive Christ into your life, His life, which He brought to the world, is made manifest in you. I'm going to show you a few things tonight that will help you. So as you journey into 2025, become conscious of what the Bible says. Many of you would need to go to church. There are many who don't go to church. Start now. Because in church, you will learn the word of God. You have to learn the word of God. You have to know the word of God. There's so much information today that's competing for your attention. So when are you going to study the word of God? When are you going to know it? Don't assume you will just know it by thinking. The scriptures have been given to us to educate us, inform us, culture us in the things of God. And it tells us to study the scriptures. Jesus said, search the scriptures. Paul the apostle said, study the word. You have to. You have to meditate on the word. You have to know it. Here he says that Epaphras, a servant of Christ, Colossians 4:12 again, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. In all the will of God. That's amazing. Let me take you to another scripture. This year, ...2025... the Lord said, is the year of completeness. Now you're going to have to listen to the meaning of that and the significance thereof. Do you remember the year of perfection? Look in your Bible now. Look at that, Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Look at it. He says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect. Telios. And you had the year of perfection. Next, he says, and complete. Plero. In all the will of God. A repletion. It also means, that word, plero, also means fulfillment. It means to accomplish a purpose. To bring it to the full. And I said, this is significant. I want to give you these four important points. You got to listen to this. First, I want you to open to Philemon. Because number one, for this year of fulfillment, the first thing is to acknowledge and walk in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. This year, you're going to acknowledge and walk in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. Did you know that there is such a thing? You can acknowledge it and walk in it. You have to. Listen, you really don't have a choice than to do that. To not do it is to shortchange your personal life and make huge mistakes. Philemon, go to chapter 1. It's only one chapter. We're reading verse number 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. He says the sharing of your faith, the participation of your faith, this faith in Christ that you have become a part of will become what? Effectual through the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now that you're born again, now that you're in Christ Jesus, there are certain good things that are in you he wants you to take knowledge of. And the word acknowledge in this verse is the word epignosis. It means to have full discernment, a recognition. Epignosis is the knowledge in which the knower relates with that which is known. It's a knowledge with relationship of the object of knowledge. Very important. Your faith will become what? Effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And in the days and weeks ahead, we're going to be sharing some of this during the Your Love World specials. Don't miss them. Don't miss them. Don't miss them. Epignosis is precise and accurate knowledge. How important is that? Precise and accurate knowledge. Correct knowledge. You can't get that except from the Word of God. You can't speculate it. You can't get it in science. You can only get it through the knowledge of the Word and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Go to Romans chapter 15, verse 29. Because someone may be asking, is it possible to walk in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel? Absolutely, absolutely. Look at this. Paul plans to visit the Romans, the Roman church, the saints in Rome. Hear what he says. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. If Paul could walk on that, and in that, you too should. In the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. This is where you're going in 2025. You're going to walk in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. Can you say amen? Look at Colossians chapter 1 so you understand what that acknowledgement brings to you, what that epignosis brings to you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. We're going to read it from 9 into 10. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge, the epignosis of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Filled with the knowledge of his will. Look at verse 10. That he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Hallelujah. If you work, if you will live in this dimension, you will be fruitful in every good work. Look at that. Fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Some people are fruitful in their business, but they're not increasing in the knowledge of God. Some are fruitful in other things, but they're not increasing in the knowledge of God. But here, he says, you will be what? Fruitful in every good work. And at the same time, increasing in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Look at another scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge, the epignosis of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. That means we can come into perfection. Not when we get to heaven. Some people say there's no perfection on earth until you get to heaven. That's a lie. That's why they never get there. Look at this. So we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. He says we can come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's where you're going in 2025. The church is coming there. The church is coming there. The church is coming there. The Lord is bringing the church into that state of maturity. Now, you have to understand, when we say that, that doesn't mean that there won't be babies in the Lord who have just given their hearts to Christ at a particular time. That doesn't mean they suddenly grow into maturity. But it is, he's dealing with the nationhood of the church. You get it? It doesn't mean every individual member in that sense, but he means the body of Christ. The body of Christ. That will be the sum total of our understanding. That will be our walk in Christ. That will be the consciousness of the church. Oh my goodness. Lagro sopretila hangredila gasastra hades. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.